there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings, Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Big show lined up over the next 3 hours. Plenty of solid guests, as always, talking NBA playoffs, talking NHL playoffs, talking NFL draft, little bit of everything. April is an amazing time of year. And Pauly, to kind of recap what took place last night in the NBA and the NHL, you know, it's crazy how things have turned, specifically in the Suns-T-Wolves series. If you go back to the final Sunday of the regular season, what is it now, a week and a half ago? Suns went to Minnesota, the one seed was on the line, and they barbecued the Wolves in Minneapolis.
And talked trash.
Oh, the whole time. And they destroyed them the entire game. Wolves were never really even in that. Well, now 2 games deep into this best of seven series, the Wolves are up 2-0, and they have been easily the better side here. And now it's almost like full-time panic mode for the Suns as they go back to Game 3, where they are a 4-point favorite at home. We'll get into the adjustments here and how books have really looked at teams down 0-2 in their series in the first quarter, first half, angle in the second. But this on paper, I'm not going to call it over with because the Suns can go back and win the next 2 games at home. But the way this has flipped since that final game of the regular season, this looks like a total mismatch when you're watching the games.
Well, it's the number one defense in the league for a reason, and they are suffocating Phoenix, and the job they're doing defensively is A+ and a joy to watch. And I don't think they've really played that well, though. Ant was great in game one, but they haven't, you know, the others have been so good for Minnesota. But you win a game where Ant goes 3 of 12, and you don't get much out of Towns, and he's in foul trouble early. But McDaniels led him with 25. Alexander Walker's been great in both games, and he was awesome in game one. So you want to just say, well, the Suns' season on the line, game three, you have to take them. This Grayson Allen injury is enormous.
Humongous.
It's huge, and how it changed and flipped the game last night, because he's the number one shooter from three in the NBA this year. That's a guy I have to chase around and worry about with Cat. I ran down all the numbers, how Phoenix torched them when they had two bigs on the floor. Finch made the adjustments in game one, but you just see what's going on here with it. You know, you laugh at the big three stuff, and rightfully so. Get out of here with that, especially with the Beal stuff. But what we said going into the season, they have no depth.
None.
And now they have a key injury, and who knows his status moving forward. But it also ties into something we've talked about before the playoffs started. Imagine the changes and what could happen. People are going to lose their jobs, and what you're going to do with the roster turnover if these teams go out in the first round. You know, imagine the loser of this series, number one. But the Suns are thinking championship, new owner, you trade for Durant, you bring in Beal, and then you can't even win a playoff series if that happens? Think about that.
Yeah, what do they do? Do they simply run it back next year and try to do it all over again? When in the Western Conference, I still could not. I mean, they were the sixth seed this year, and they barely squeaked into the playoffs. Easily could have been in the play-in game. You know, Durant's definitely in the twilight here of the career.
Yep.
You can't love the team overall. Like you said, they have no depth, and yet the Wolves are loaded like 1 through 7, 1 through 8. That's all they have is depth and guys they can throw out and put on different players. I mean, Alexander Walker, like you said, has been awesome. Nobody ever talks about him, and he's fantastic.
No.
And he gets lost. Naz Reid had, 9 points last night? Naz Reid might win Sixth Man of the Year tonight. and he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really, he wasn't even a factor in the game that much. And so it's just six, seven, eight guys that can keep coming at you with no Grayson Allen now for the Suns. It's like, who do they have?
Yeah, that's enormous. The other thing is, too, worst team in the league in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
run out again in the fourth quarter.
It looked like they punted on the game last night.
Yeah.
From the effort and just like waving the white flag and this bad boy's over with.
Yeah, and if you're Minnesota, though, I mean, you have them down. You got to step on their neck because you figure Denver's going to take care of the Lakers. I mean, you don't play till Friday night, so there's a good chance you take the floor. And Denver's up 3-0 as well. And I think Minnesota matches up very well against Denver. But that's something also to factor in and consider with Minnesota's mindset too coming in. So, but that's Phoenix, Clippers, Bucks, Cavs seem to be okay. But imagine if these teams go out in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks, you're thinking you fire your head coach because you lose in the first round of the playoffs. Then you start 30-13 and you fire another coach. So imagine, and you're thinking about championship or bust, you trade for Lillard, you can't even get out of the first round?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is wild how this will play out just in the next week.
So
what could happen?
Yep, so now here we are, fast forwarding to those games, the game threes that we have coming up. Suns are laying 4 in game 3 against the Wolves. First quarter, they're laying 1.5. Juiced at -122. I think there's one book in the world right now that has that up. First half, they have -1.5 as well. Juice -138.
Yeah, I'll go first half, but I don't love it. And the Allen, see what happens with Allen. The adjusted series price seems low. You know, Barkley always talks about this. Well, they just held serve. A series doesn't start till a road team wins a game. But Minnesota's only $4. I mean, look how the first two games have gone, and how well they've done and shut the Suns down, and how well they played defensively. So, but I'm gonna have to take the Suns first half. It used to be automatic, and I know Montoble tweeted about it. But that also, while it hasn't been so hot the last couple of years, it's also some tough matchups. And there have been some matchups where you want no part of the team down 0-2. Because it doesn't, but this is certainly...
I think this one qualifies as a team I do want a part
of. Right, and I definitely want to take the Sixers in game 3 as well.
Yeah. You can also see a 2.5 out there in the Suns, lower juice.
But I want no part of Orlando, though. See, that's another example, too. Coming up game 3. So, and the other one too, but because now you have game 3 Friday with the Clippers. Now Kawhi comes back. That was a surprise. But you're going to move into the new arena next year. If you go out in the first round and plus you're going to pay Kawhi, you're going to pay Paul George. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, this has just been an unmitigated disaster with the Paul George trade and bringing these guys in, and you can't. Between the injuries and you've only had one Western Conference Finals appearance to show for it, and now you think you want to run it back, but it's like, how can I? But I also am pot committed because I'm walking into a new arena, which they need in the worst way because again, there's no atmosphere there. It's a tie game late, and there's the crowd's not into it.
I feel like that's the most frustrating part of the whole deal with these players is that just Kawhi's been injured far too much. And the unknown status of him going game to game, year by year, is just, it's so frustrating. Like, either be out for the entire year or play in 75 games. But you don't know on a week-to-week basis or a day-to-day basis is just, you want to pull your hair out. You have no idea. And that's not even, just him. It's others, too. So, I don't know. What do you think of the Mavericks laying $1.35 now going back home tied at one apiece?
Now, I'm disappointed in the Clippers offensively so far in the series. But... you know, again, how everything has changed, how they've officiated the game since the All-Star break. Both teams, you can't even get to 100 points now with a lot of these games. But Luka was great. He was also solid defensively. It's a tough series. But again, this is the West, though. Again, the Lakers were in the play-in game. They were 47-35.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the play-in. That's a 7 seed? No, it's not. That's not a 7 with LeBron and AD. So, I mean, it's these are tough matchups here, and I would have to lean to Dallas now with the home court, but the Clippers have a value. See, I would have sat him. I wouldn't have brought him back. And I know he said I'd have to get used to this and get in the flow and get my rhythm. I would have sat him again and tried to steal because Harden.
I don't disagree with that.
Harden played so well in game 1 and the others played. Now, Zubac, they gave you nothing, which was
I think
you
kind of expected that, though, right? Because he was not going to play like game 1 again.
Yeah, Westbrook stunk, too.
That was
and
no
was good in game 1.
Yeah, I think he threw up like a 2-of-9 clunker last night, I believe.
Yeah.
And great job by the Pacers winning last night on the road, no freak.
Well, good call by you. Siakam is just a problem.
They have no answer for him right now.
The versatility.
Yeah.
And that's the pace. Remember, that's the second best offense in NBA history. And, you know, it's Boston, number one, which we'll get to later. But it's that's the team that could that's now have, we beat them five times. And when the threes are falling,
oh, when the threes are falling,
yes,
going down like that.
Yes.
And the game went over, so there was too big of an adjustment on the total last night. Flew over last night. But when the when they're knocking down their threes, get the hell out of their way. I mean, they're going to go to a road arena and burn it down right in front of their fans. That's how good they were last night against the Bucks.
A lot of confidence.
Yeah. I'm watching the show Reacher on Amazon Prime. They call him the main actor, the big guy. He's like 6'5". He's built like the Incredible Hulk. He's gigantic. What does this series look like when the Bucks bring the big guy back? When's that going to happen?
Hmm. Well, remember, he had 64 against them.
It demanded the game ball.
I know. That was... This is the timeline, though. It's supposed to be a two-week injury. Now we're at 2 weeks.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. Maybe they don't. If they win Game Three, maybe they say, "Well, we'll bring you back until we need you." If they lose Game Three, and then you're looking another road game in Indiana. I love Halliburton calling out the fans, saying, "It wasn't even loud here. We'll blow you away. Wait till you see what." Don't get caught with your pants down. That's a 2:30 Pacific tip time Friday because of the draft.
What do you make of that?
As well, I love it. That's awesome. But that's I don't know how they're. I don't know. It's an unknown. Who knows with Freak? How bad this? Remember, he was hurt coming in, and then he had the big injury against Boston. So that's a tough one. Pain tolerance and everything. And then if it happens again, then he's done for the year.
We can carry this over into the second segment as well. But how about the news yesterday after our show was done? That Thatcher Demko was going to be out in goal for the Canucks, missing the game and beyond.
Killer. Yeah, everyone rips the NBA. The NHL has nothing on the NBA. This Nylander story is ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
The guy is a good player. He plays every game, and now he doesn't play in the playoffs? I asked Dennis Bernstein. I asked Jonathan Davis. No one has any information.
No, the people.
Nothing. And everyone's fine with it. It's like for years, the Vegas Golden Knights. What's the guy's status? Questionable.
Lower
body injury. Yeah. Give me a break with this. The Demko at least was a new injury, but it's just maybe he got hurt during the splits and that great save he had in game one. But that is just, and then you give up the soft goal to start the game when you're Vancouver.
Yeah, good morning to those of you watching in the awesome city of Toronto on Sportsnet. People are panicking, and they've reached out to us saying, "What guys are playing with broken bones this time of year all the time.
That's right.
And there's no story to this, and he's just missing games.
It's
we'll continue
outrageous.
Next year on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.